Sausalito Harbor, San Francisco Bay, 1891.
Last call for Frisco! All aboard! Last call for San Francisco Ferret!
Well, better take myself aboard, I guess. Thanks for a restful weekend, Charlie.
I like the fog. Presses in with images, don't you find, Humphrey?
Cotton wool, blankets, comfort.
Shroud, hall.
Well, thank goodness it doesn't matter if my images are banal. I'm only a lowly critic. I do agree with you about the fog, though, Charlie. It does somehow stimulate the sensibility.
Cuts one off. Makes you realize it's only you and the swirling mystery.
On the contrary, makes me realize how interconnected we all are. For instance, I want to cross San Francisco Bay in the fog and don't have a clue how to go about it under my own steam, so I need the captain up there in his wheelhouse.
You're a sentimentalist and a reactionary, Humphrey. A throwback aristocrat, in fact. The world arranged just so for sir's convenience.
That is a tad unkind, Charlie. I do have my uses. Why, just now I saw a fellow going aboard carrying this month's Atlantic magazine.
With your Edgar Allan Poe in it, a fellow traveler indeed.
Exactly so. The skipper up there isn't just my servant. His special knowledge permits the magazine reader to sit back in safety and comfort to partake of my special knowledge. Division of labor is what I'm talking about.
All ashore! Let's go ashore!
Get aboard, Humphrey, you smug old thing.
Look sharp there, mister! Give me that bag there!
Oh, thank you. Well, so long, Charlie. Thanks for an agreeable weekend. I'm going to send you some civilized reading matter, though. Too much Schopenhauer is unhealthy.
The collected essays of Humphrey Van Weyden, you mean?
You could do a lot worse. What'll you do for the rest of the day?
Lose myself in the fog. I've an idea for a poem.
I'll look forward to it.
You'll probably never see it.
Nonsense! Go to it! The fog's given me an essay title, too. Division of Labor, a plea for the artist's freedom.
Meanwhile, life is elsewhere. So long, Humphrey.
Good evening.
Nothing good about it that I can see. It's fog like this turns a skipper's hair gray before his time.
Oh, surely not. They have all the latest navigational aids, don't they?
No substitute for savvy. How about this here tide that's rushing out through the Golden Gate? How fast is she ebbing? What's the drift, eh?
A nautical man, I take it.
30 years on a sealing schooner. Grand life! Nothing better. But the sea's full of surprises, even for the oldest hand. Listen to that, will you? A bellbuoy. And we're atop of it. See him altering the course? That's another ferry boat of some sort. And there, do you hear that? Blown by mouth. Some scow schooner, most likely. Better watch out, Mr. Schooner Man. I thought so. Now hell's a popping for somebody. Now they're paying their respects to each other and trying to get clear.
What's that one? It's quite different.
A steam schooner, near as I can judge. Crawling in from the heads against the tide. Hello. Somebody coming our way.
He seems to be going at quite a lick.
Yeah, he's walking right along. Guess he don't hear us yet. Wind's in the wrong direction.
Ferry boat.
I reckon so, or he wouldn't be keeping up such a clip. My God, would you look at that? Jumping out of the fog like the devil himself!
A steamer? Why doesn't he see us?
He does see us, but it's too late. Can you swim?
No.
Me neither. Grab hold of something and hang on! Here, mister! Get your snipe tackle out.
What? Thank you. Is she sinking?
You bet she's sinking. Gadgets and all. And see the tackles, Cam. Them boats is going nowhere. I'm going to see what I can do to help them women and children. Shut up, goddamn you! Well, shut up! Scream will drive me crazy. Good luck to you, mister!
Oh,
The Sea Wolf by Jack London. Starring Jack Clough as Wolf Larsen, Kerry Shale as Humphrey Van Weyden, and Shelley Thompson as Maud Brewster. Episode 1.
He's damn near froze, it looks like.
Yeah, poor fella. Well, I think he's coming round.
Yeah, that'll do, Johnson. Can't you see you blooming well rubbed all the gent's skin off?
Stop them. They're screaming.
Easy now, mister. Take it easy. You're safe.
You're all right now, sir.
Can't get out.
No, you haven't got to do nothing.
Just keep still, you'll be fine.
Here, I'll drink this, sir. Some coffee I'll brewed special for you. It'll do you good.
Much obliged. My thanks to you, Mr. Johnson.
My name is Johnson, not Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Permit me to shake your hand.
Well, I'll run down and take a look over my kit for some clothes for you.
Thank you. Oh, forgive me, my head.
I understand.
What kind of tub is this that's pitching us all over the place?
With respect, sir, this ain't no tub. You're aboard the 80-ton schooner Ghost. She's a little over 90 feet. And has a lead keel, which makes her very stable, even with the big spread of sail she carries.
Well, that's reassuring, I suppose. Where's she bound?
Southwest out of Frisco, bound seal hunting to Japan.
Japan? I must see the captain.
Easy now. Best get dressed first. The captain is Wolf Larsen.
Wolf? Wolf? Is that his name?
Is what men call him. I never heard his other name.
You don't seem too keen, Mr. Johnson.
He's the skipper, and that's that. But if it was me, I'd sail the Ghost different.
I see. Well, sooner I'm ashore, the better.
No offense, sir, but if you're meaning to tackle the captain, you'd better speak soft with him. He is mad this morning. The mate...
Here! You better sling your hook, Johnson. The old man will be wanting you on deck, and this ain't no day to be falling foul of him.
Aye, aye. Mark my words, mister.
I will. Thank you again, Mr. Johnson.
Well, here we are, sir. Some brogans for your feet, one undershirt and shirt, and me spare pair of overalls.
Oh!
Steady now. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. My head's not...
Don't you fret. I'll soon have you right. Oh, my. You have got a blooming soft skin, haven't you? More like a girl's. They are. That's the way. Sorry about the smell, sir. It was all put away wet.
Oh, and whom do I have to thank for this?
Muggeridge, sir. Thomas Muggeridge, ship's cook. Sir, at your service.
All right, sir. Thomas, I won't forget you when my clothes are dry. And now, if you'll show me the way, I must find the skipper.
Certainly, sir, but listen, go easy. The old man's got the black dog on. We just lost the first mate, see?
Lost him, did you say?
Carried aboard in Frisco, he was dead drunk. And now, he's just dead. Mind you, whether that's from the drink or the seawater the old man was sluicing him down with, I don't know. If you ask me, he probably drowned.
My God.
Anyway, he never came round. Popped his clogs a few minutes ago, and the old wolf's mighty mad.
Svensson!
Aye, Captain.
Get a needle and sew this drunken garbage up. You'll find some old canvas in the sail locker. Make it do.
Aye, aye, sir. What'll I put him to weight him down, sir?
We'll see to that. Cookie, you've stretched that neck of yours just about enough, skulking there. Go below and fill a sack with coal.
Yes, sir.
I don't suppose any of you men have got a Bible, so we'll drop him over without any palaver. Unless our castaway has the burial service at sea off by heart. You there, you a preacher, maybe?
Looks more like a sudden scarecrow.
Get on with your needlework, Svensson.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well? Well?
I'm not a preacher.
What do you do for a living?
Why, I'm a gentleman.
You don't say. Who feeds you?
I have an income, but if I may say
so... Who earned your income, eh? You poor old dad, I'll bet. Let me see your hand. Thought so soft as a woman's. Good for nothing but dishwashing and scullion work.
I wish to be put ashore. I'll pay you for the delay.
I've got a better proposition for the good of your soul, mind. Why don't you work your passage? My mate's gone and there'll be a lot of promotion. Cookie there is about to lose his cabin boy. You see this handsome lot here? These are my seal hunters. The lads will make all the money for us. We have to take good care of them, especially as some of them can hardly manage it for themselves. Now, they're privileged to sup at the captain's table, and I know they'd appreciate a bit of class around here. What say you take the cabin boy's place? Sign the articles for the cruise. $20 a month and all found. How about it? In the making of you.
I see a vessel there in the offing. She's very probably bound for San Francisco.
Very probably. Cookie! Cookie!
Yes, sir.
Where's that boy? Tell him I want him.
Yes, sir. He's here, sir.
What's your name?
George Leach, sir.
How old are you?
Just turned 16, sir.
Belch, you'll never see 18 again. Big for your age at that. Muscles like a horse, though your belly's soft. Pick up your kit and go forward into the forecastle. You're a boat puller now. You're promoted, see? Svensson!
Sir?
You know anything about navigation?
No, sir.
Well, never mind. You're a mate. Just the same. Get your traps aft into the mate's berth.
Aye, aye, sir.
What are you waiting for, Leach?
I didn't sign for boat puller, sir. I signed for cabin boy.
Pick up and go for it.
I don't want no boat pulling.
I bet you don't want my fist in your fat gut either, eh? Oh. Well, mister, how about you? Made up your mind?
I'll give you $1,000.
Forget it. Are you going to take up your duties as cabin boy, or do I have to take you in hand? Well?
Yes.
Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Ken Waden, sir. Sir.
First name?
Humphrey, sir. Humphrey Van Waden.
That'll do. Go to the cook and learn your duties. Hold on, don't go yet. Svensson! Call all hands!
All hands on deck! All hands on deck!
Well, now that we've everything sorted, we'll have the funeral and get the decks cleared of useless lumber. You men there, look the guts on yonder hatch cover! Look sharp to the lee side with it! That's the way. Rest it there. Wait for it. I only remember one part of the service. And the body shall be cast into the sea. So, cast it in. Lift up that ender, damn your sausage, and slide away. What the hell's the matter with you? Svensson!
Sir!
We're in for a sou'easter. Reef the chip at mainsail.
Aye, aye, sir! Come on now, lads. Let's get this cargo. Come on.
Right, come on, move yourself. Get them spuds in the pot.
Well, I'm sorry, Thomas. I don't exactly...
Oh, I'm sorry, Thomas. Bleeding hell. Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, you stole
that Thomas palaver. You're in my bleeding galley now and you'll show me some bleeding respect. It's Mr. Mugridge or you'll get a kick up your tight little arse.
Now, look here,
don't you look here, me. But... Just do as you're told or else.
But I have never peeled a potato.
Oh, dearie me. Can I have a little tantrum, are we? Can I stamp your little shoe? Look sharp, you slob, and cut out the whinging. As soon as them spuds is peeled, I want you up to the cabin with a pot of tea and the rough weather trays. We're in for a howling sou'easter.
Here she comes. Keep her steady, steady. You there, amidships. Cabin boy, you, Hump. Look lively, Hump. Grab hold of something!
Bleeding hell if you ain't a slob. Oh. I'm gonna carry a bit of tea aft without losing it.
I saved the pot! An enormous wave just swept me off my feet! I think my knee is broken!
Serve you bloody well right if your neck was broke. Well, you can bleeding well hop along to the cabin and look sharp. It's my arse it'll be kicked if you're not there to wait on the captain's table.
I tell you, they can swim as soon as they're born.
You're blowing the hot air out of your ass as usual, Latimer. Mind what you're doing with that tea, boy.
I'm sorry.
Tea here, boy.
They can swim as soon as they're born. How come they're born on land?
Huh? I'm telling you, they can bloody swim before they can see.
I tell you why they're born on land. Because the mother has to teach them how to swim, that's why.
Smoke, you tell this lunkhead, will you? Any sort seals swim as soon as they're born.
I don't know and I don't care. As long as there's enough of them swimming around for us. Jesus, I'd be glad when the storm's blown itself out. I get stir crazy batting down with this crew. Bye!
Sir!
More tea! Jump to it!
Yeah. Pour it in the mug this time, not all over the table.
More Brett here, Hump.
Yes, sir.
Don't you badmouth the storm, Smoke, if you know what's good for you. We'll just make the most of it.
Don't see as how we've not much choice.
Aye, well, it's driving us to the southwest at a good rate of knots. I might have waited all day for more Brett, Hump.
Move yourself, boy.
Coming! Coming!
How do you know every pup's born ashore? Eh?
For Christ's sake, Latimer!
Come on, come on, let's get your ass in here. Oh, you got your togs back, have you?
Where is it, Mr. Mugridge?
You what?
Mr. Mugridge, I think you know what I'm talking about. In the pocket of my jacket was a wallet with $185 in gold and folding money. These few nickels and quarters are all that remained me. I repeat, where is it?
Look here, Hump. Do you want your nose flattened, eh? Because you're going the right way about it, calling me a thief.
No.
Come here, you little bleeder. I'll teach you some respect.
My God! Is everything on this ship reduced to brute violence?
Come here!
No! I won't! I won't descend to your level!
Nippy little beggar, aren't you, eh? Here, cop this!
You idiot! You might have killed me!
Look at him run! And with a game leg, too! Come on back, Mama's little darling! I won't hit you, I promise! You're no use to me later, are you? Come here. I've got a special job for you. I don't say that I don't do you a good turn every now and then. It's a nice soft job for you. Now, this is the old man's stateroom, and all you got to do is square it up, make the bed in it. All right? What's the matter?
My God. All these books.
He's a bit of a reader on the quiet, the old man.
But this is a veritable library. Shakespeare. Tennyson. De Quincey. Ho? Astronomy and physics, too? Mr. Darwin, I see. And it seems that Wolf Larsen nodded off last night in the company of Robert Browning. I can hardly credit it.
Yeah, well, never mind loafing about. Move yourself and get the place shipshape.
Benson.
Aye, sir.
Time to break out the topsails. Let's make our run.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, I see your leg hasn't dropped off yet. Did you pass a restful night?
Since you ask. No, sir, I did not.
Didn't you get a berth amidships in the hunter's cabin as I ordered?
The hunters themselves call it the steerage, which is just about right.
Well, Hump, I have some good news for you. Svensson there talks in his sleep to beat the band, so I've thrown him out of the mate's stateroom. You take it.
Thank you. Perhaps you might do me another favor, sir.
What is it?
My clothes were left to dry in the galley.
No, don't tell me. Pickings. Cookies, pickings.
How can I get my money back again?
Well, that's your lookout. A man who leaves his money lying around the way you did deserves to lose it. Besides, you've no right to put temptation in the way of your fellow creatures. You tempted Cookie, and he fell. You've placed his immortal soul in jeopardy. You do believe in the immortal soul, don't you? Come on, Hump. What's your philosophy? I'm interested.
I believe in something.
Life? After death? Immortality?
Yes, in a sense.
What sense? Come on, man.
Well, I look in a man's eyes, however brutal that man might be, and I read immortality there.
Well, supposing for the sake of argument you're right, to what end? If I'm immortal, why?
What do you believe, then?
I believe that life is a mess. It's like yeast, a ferment. The big eat the little, the strong eat the weak, the lucky eat the most, and move the longest. That's all. It's piggishness. And it's life. And what should be the point of an immortality of piggishness? Huh? Now when you look at that! That man there! Pick up that line and make it fast! Yes, yes, you man!
Yes, sir.
By the way, Hump, how much was it Cookie got away with?
$185, sir.
My God. Rich pickings.
Harrison!
Aye, mister?
Take yourself aloft and shift over the foregaff topsail.
Aye, aye, sir.
Look sharp there, lad. Hold her steady, helmsman.
Mr. Mate, sir!
What do you want, Harrison? Just get on with the job.
She's jammed in the block, mister.
I can see that, Harrison.
Will I lower the foresail to freer?
What's going on, Simpson?
She's jammed at the end of the gaff, sir.
Lower the foresail, shall I, sir?
To hell with that. Simpson, send that man there to the halyards.
But it's young Harrison.
I don't care if it's the boy, Jesus.
Aye, aye, sir. Harrison.
Aye, sir.
To the halyards, lad. Get up to the gaff and unhitch her.
But, mister...
Go to it, lad!
Will you look at that? Harrison's still aloft. That's 3 hours by my watch.
It's a damn shame, Louis. Harrison's just clinging on up there. The lad is frozen with terror.
Aye. He's thrown up his breakfast a half hour since, poor bastard.
Well, it ain't right. The boy's willing enough. He'll learn if he's given a fair chance, but this is...
Shut your trap, Jono. The wolf's got big ears.
I don't care, Owen. I'm not going to stand by and watch a boy murdered.
Jono, the old man will let you go up there.
What do you think you're doing, Jensen?
The boy needs a hand. That's an 80-foot drop.
Get down when I tell you.
Don't be a fool to yourself, Jono. You'll live longer taking in your lights and flying false signals.
That's an order, mister!
Aye, aye. Sir.
Aye. Bring me more bread.
Here it is. Let me have that.
That bread's mine, Henderson.
Shut your mouth, Smoke.
By God, I've had enough of you, you bastard!
And I've had enough of the lot of you! Sit down, Smoke, before I knock you down! Now, I know you, Smoke, and I'm telling you to suck on that itchy trigger finger of yours, because if you take it into your thick skull to shoot Henderson, one of these dark nights, I will shoot you. You've had fair warning. Well, now, Hump, there was a word you used the other day when we were talking philosophy. Altruism, wasn't it? Now, I heard of that. Means something about cooperation, doesn't it?
Well, in a way, there has come to be a sort of a connection. But I think there are other words you would understand better.
Such as?
Materialist, hedonist.
For Christ's sake, boy, am I to get some tea tonight or what?
Wait your hurry, Smoke. Those are big words there, Hump. What's a hedonist?
You are. You're a man who lives only for self-gratification. Ah! For your own pleasure.
That's fair enough.
You're a man utterly without what the world calls morals.
That's it.
A man of whom to be always afraid.
That's the way to put it.
As one is afraid of a shark. Or a snake.
Now you know me. But generally men call me Wolf.
A better name would be Caliban. He was a deformed monster.
Where the hell are you, Hump? There's a pot of mashed spuds to be carried.
Fetch the spuds yourself, Cookie. I haven't finished with Hump yet. Come here, Hump. Who's Caliban when he's at home?
I was thinking of Browning's poem.
Browning? Good. I'm reading him, but making heavy weather. How does this poem go? Cookie, if hungry man at the table, you fetch those spuds. Humpers otherwise engaged.
Aye, sir.
Sit down. Hump. The poem.
Well, Caliban is the deformed slave of a magician called Prospero.
Ah, are you there, Hump?
No, he's bleeding, ain't he?
Oh, hello there, Cookie. Ray of sunshine you are, as ever.
What'd you expect? I'm doing two men's work since the old man got his hooks into Hump.
How do you mean?
He's a guest at the captain's table now, and he has been for the last 3 days.
Is he now?
Bleeding Lord Muck sitting there with his gammy leg up on a stool spouting on about poetry and God knows what. And the old man going at it too makes me bleeding sick.
Well, I hope old Hump keeps a weather eye open. Your man, the wolf, you can never guess the way of him.
Oh, I know. Here! What are you doing? Get your mitts out of condensed milk!
Oh, just a taste, Cookie. Just a taste of your sweet tooth.
Get out of it, you thieving bastard!
No. We covered this very point a day or so ago. The yeast, all a-squirming.
We did, yes. But not to my satisfaction.
Speaking of satisfaction, Cookie!
Oh, yes, sir.
Give me some more of that mess you call stew.
Very good, sir.
Not very good, Cookie. We must eat it to live.
Why must you?
Huh?
If life is nothing but a seething, filthy mess, rather like Muggeridge's stew.
Because the fittest must survive. Life is all about eating life till the strongest
and most piggish life is left.
You are damned smug, do you know that?
It's something I've never been called before.
You look around you, and you do not see. Or at least, you only see what you want to see. You're blind to the most important phenomenon.
What's that?
Yourself. Do you ever look in a mirror?
No time for it. I leave that to gentlemen like you.
Let me be your mirror for a moment.
I prefer to get back to Mr. Darwin.
Of course you do. He doesn't answer back.
Don't push it, Hump.
You see, already the mirror irritates you. Why?
I've told you, I have no truck with such things.
I'll tell you what the mirror sees, shall I? It sees a man feared and hated by everybody aboard this ship.
That's the captain's lot. I'm the boss.
Yes, you're the boss, but you're also on your own. You have power, but you do not have a single friend. The mirror sees a sad man. Wolf Larson.
Steady,
A sad, lonely man. I said once you were like Caliban, but your plight is worse than that.
No more now,
You're like Lucifer, banished to a society of the soulless. Your philosophizing is just so much verbiage, empty words.
I see, that it's you who plays too much store with words. You think your words are daggers, but they're not. Try your words against the grip of my hands now.
Let me go! I can't!
No, I won't let you go. You speak so easily about your belief in the immortal soul. But what do you do now with my hands around your throat, squeezing the life out of you? Do you relax and let go? Happy to go on your immortal way? No, indeed you don't. The yeast squirms on. You fight and claw for life. You cling on as young Harrison did up there on the halyards. And you're just as lily-livered. Go back to your woman's duties. It's all you're fit for.
Cookie!
Come on, God help us. Is he taken with a fit?
Mr. Van Weyden finds himself unable to discourse further today. Take him back to the galley. He should be all right in half an hour or so.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll look after him, sir. Right, another sack of rice while you're at it. Come on, look sharp.
You have two sacks already. You're sitting on the other.
Well, so I am, so I am. Where would I be without them observant peepers of yours, eh? Right, sugar, two bags, pronto. Bleeding cold down there, eh? Bit like a nice comfy coffin, really. Come on, out you get. Let's get this lot stowed away. And when you're done that, get them pans scrubbed from dinner.
Since when did you bother to wash vegetable pans?
Since now, unless of your lip! Else I'll button it for you. Come here, you little beggar, and I'll give you another bruise to match them you've got already. Let me cut! Ow! Oh, bleeding hell, you need to bit my bleeding thumb off. You're turning into a little wild animal, you are.
Yes, I'm reduced to your level.
Right, if that's how you want it... A bit of this then, eh? Fancy a bit of this, do you, hump? Don't try and run for it, you little bleeder, or I'll cut you straight, I will. Just keep still, and maybe I'll be happy with just slicing off the end of your ear, eh? Fair cop, eh? Bit of your ear for my chewed thumb. I want a good keen edge on this little beauty, see? Now, what was you saying about them vegetable pants? That's better. Now we're getting somewhere. Will that be all, sir?
Set out a box of cigars, McRitch, and then take yourself off.
Aye, aye, sir.
Unless, you require anything further?
Thank you, no.
Cigar, sir.
Mm. Set him down and leave us. Yep. Yeah, you're sluggish, huh? What's the matter?
You make my life more of a hell than it has to be by this favoritism.
Why? Hmm?
Mugridge will take it out on me when you return me to the galley. He lords it over me with a knife now, goading me, just waiting for his chance to use it.
You're afraid, eh?
Yes, I admit it, I'm afraid.
And yet, if your philosophy had any substance, surely you should be glad. Surely you should embrace Cookie and his knife, who can only give you a boost to eternal life.
You make fun of me. But I tell you, I have had such thoughts.
Of suicide, you mean?
Yes.
But it needn't come to that. If you don't wish to be boosted just yet, why not boost Cookie? According to your ideas, he too must be an immortal millionaire. You cannot bankrupt him, then boost him. Why don't you do it, and I'll promote you to his place. And he's getting $45 a month.
Jesus, here am I supposed to be on watch, and I didn't even know you was there. How goes it, Hump?
I have a little business proposal for you, Louis.
Oh?
The dirk that you have down the side of your boot there, what's it worth to you? Would you part with it for a couple of quarts of condensed milk?
Well, now, I might. I might.
Meet me when you come off watch, by the hatch to the lazarette store.
Hey, you mean business, eh?
I mean to sleep easy in my bunk.
Yeah, and what does his worship do but give me 2 years in Reading?
Sent you down, eh?
I didn't care, though, Smoke. You should have sent the geezer off fixed. Cut him up till he screamed. Demon with a blade, I am.
Mind your back, mister.
I didn't mean it, Tommy. This geezer was saying sniffing he was. Cut him to ribbons, I did.
Oh, why don't you come up with a fresh story? That one's like you're cooking. Overdone.
You what?
You heard me. Mr. Smoke, might I ask a favor?
What do you want?
Behind your shoulder there, in that box, is a whetstone. Hand it to me, will you?
Where'd you get a bleeding whetstone? And what good is it to you?
Why, to put a keen edge on my dirk, mister.
And where'd you get that?
There you are, Hump.
Thanks, Mr. Smoke. Not a bad weapon, eh, Smoke?
Well, you'll have to go somewhere to get it as slick as this beauty.
That is precisely my intention, mister.
By God, a showdown? The lads are going to enjoy this. Ahoy there, you guys! Get an eyeful of this!
What's the blather for, Smoke?
Hump's called out, Cookie. Trades at 10 paces.
Go on.
Give it to him.
Watch him, Hump.
He's a sly bastard.
Pay attention to the blade, Hump.
Try. Don't look him in the eye.
Just leave a piece of me, Hump. I want my slice.
What's the good of making a holy show of ourselves for them gulping mugs? They'd be bloody well glad to see us cut one another's throats. Yeah, you're not half bad, Hump. You've got spunk, as you Yanks say. And I like you, in a way. So, come on, and shake.
Not right. I'll not touch you. And be advised you'll not touch me from now on.
You tell him, Hump.
Who runs the galley now, Cookie?
Hump, I'd say. Hey.
You must pull in your horns, Mr. Mugridge.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, you haven't heard the last of me, Mr. High and Bloody Mighty Johnson. In the meantime, how'd you like this kettle of hot water around your chops, eh? And the rest of you bleeding swabs, get out of my galley door!
Louis.
Hiya, Hump.
Brought you a drink. Plenty of sugar.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, though it's the skipper yonder who's in need of something. Oh. He's seen you.
Hump, moment of your time.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I hear I was right. Hump, you're beginning to stand on your own legs.
I'm surviving, yes, sir.
Hump, tell me, do you know if Cookie has anything for head pains in his medicine box?
I don't know, but I'll look if you wish.
Yes. Do that, Hump. And be quick about it.
I'll go and see what I can find.
Thank you, Hump. Fetch it to my quarters.
Aye, aye, sir. Sugar.
Help me to my bunk. Help me. I've never been sick in my life, Hump. I have a fearsome needling ache behind my eyes just now, and it's getting to me some.
This, George. Pull the leather tight. Like so.
Looks so easy when you do it, Jono.
It's practice, that's all.
What are you doing in my boat, Johnson?
Don't fret, Henderson.
Shut up. Out of this boat, Johnson.
My name is Johnson, mister, with a J.
What's the trouble here?
No trouble, Smoke.
What's the idea of ordering my boat puller around, Anderson?
If he's your boat puller, keep him in your boat.
All right, Captain's warned you guys about this feuding.
Yeah, well, the captain ain't here now, Svensson.
In fact, we ain't seen the captain for days.
So come on, Svensson, what you gonna do about it?
Come on, you guys.
No, ye come on, Mr. Mint.
One step more, Smoke, and I'll hang you by your ankles from the cross trees.
Now, you listen to me. I'm not an unreasonable man. Smoke, you want Henderson's scalp on your belt. I can understand that. And Henderson, you'd like to blow Smoke away. I understand that even more, believe me. What I'm telling you is that you have to wait. Here's what I suggest. Hold your hands until the seal hunting's over, and I promise you a royal carnival. All grudges settled, and them that survive can arrange any story they like about how the others were lost at sea. Strike yes fair, Smoke. Nothing to say, huh? How about you, Anderson? Well, well. All tongue-tied. Suits me. I like a quiet ship. And this fella, Yarick, he was the jester, and like the joker in the pack.
Yes, that's right. His is the skull that Hamlet picks up from the grave.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good touch. Come in, Svensson.
I brung Johnson, Captain.
Good. Hump, shut the doors and draw the slide. Now then, Johnson.
My name is Johnson, sir.
Well, Johnson, then, damn you. Can you guess why I've sent for you?
I know you have it in for me. You do not like me?
Johnson, to get to the point, I understand you're not quite satisfied with the dry goods on sale. Some complain about oil skins, I hear.
And who do you hear this from? The cook, I suppose.
Muckridge may not know much about cooking, but he does know which side his bread's buttered. But never mind that. Is it true you don't like the oilskins?
They are no good, sir.
Look at him, Hump. Look at this bit of animated dust. What do you think of him?
I think he is a good man.
Good man, huh? Do you know what I'm gonna do, Hump?
No.
Well, I'm gonna show you how fierce the good man. Watch me.
Easy, Svensson! Easy! Easy, she goes, I say! I say! Easy, or do I have to beat some sense into you too?
Now then, Hump, jerk open the doors there. Let's heave this mess out of here.
Have you killed him?
No, never fear. It's not, alas, poor Jansson, just yet.
My Christ! What comes here?
This'll do. Dump him here, Svensson.
My God. Look what they've done to Jono.
God damn, you're sold for this, Larson.
Steady, George.
No, no, let the boy speak. What's on your mind, leech?
Hell's too good for you, you coward. You murderer, you pig. Pig! Pig! Why don't you kill me, you murderer? You can do it. I ain't afraid. There's nobody to stop you. Damn sight better dead and out of your reach than alive and in your clutches. Come on, you coward! Kill me! Kill me! Kill me!
Holy alabaloo!
By God, look at him! The cause of all this and still smirking.
What are you talking about, boy?
I may be a boy, but I know better than to carry tales after the skipper.
Aye?
You miserable piece of crap!
Oh, go! Oh, get him off me! Oh, take him away!
There. That ought to hold it. Try putting some weight on it.
Yeah, that's great, Hump. You make a good ship's doctor.
Well, I have my work cut out. What with poor Jono and Muggridge, of course.
Tough old goat. First time ever sprained an ankle kicking somebody's butt. How's Jono coming along?
He's not in good shape, I'm afraid. I've done what I can for him.
That bastard Larson will pay for that.
Come on, Leech. You're wanted on deck. Look sharp.
All right, all right. By God, and you'll pay too, you slap-footed Swede. I'll do for you. Soon. Soon. Thanks, Hump. Keep your powder dry now.
Fine night, Louis.
Now, what are you doing on deck? You should be tucked up in your bunk.
It's too stuffy below.
Aye. And it'll get a mite warmer before this night's through. Make yourself scarce, Hump, if you know what's good for you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, too late. Look yonder.
My God. It's someone climbing aboard.
Aye. It is. God damn him.
It's all right, Hump. Whoa. Only me. Naughty night for swimming, eh? Where's the mate?
I haven't seen him.
Svensson? Svensson? Where is he, helmsman?
I don't know, sir. Saw him go forward a little while ago.
So did I go forward. But you observe, he didn't come back the way I went. So, what do you make of that, helmsman?
You must have been overboard, sir.
You've been cut on the head. Shall I bind it for you?
No, there's no time for that now.
Shall I look for Svensson below?
No, you won't find him. He wasn't as strong a swimmer as me. But we'll go below right enough. Come on. I wager there are some light sleepers in the forecastle. Unhitch that lamp and bring it with you.
I've done for the boat.
both of them, I tell you.
How do you mean?
The captain and the mate are over the side.
You ditched Wolf Larsen.
And Svensson, too?
With my own hands. The ghost is ours for the taking. Wait a minute, George.
Shush.
What's up, Jono?
I thought I heard something. Go to the companionway and take a look.
All right.
What do you think, Kelly?
I don't know, son. This is hanging business.
Well, your ears aren't crippled at least. There's someone coming looks for all the world like the wolf himself.
Jesus! Oh.
Ditched him, did you?
I don't understand it. I brained him with my own hands.
Into your berth quick now. Everybody just sleeps, okay?
Okay.
Keep that bent steady, Hump.
Can't help it. My arm is trembling.
And tread carefully. Let's take a look at these sleeping beauties. Now, look at that, Hump. Young Master Leech, serene as a baby, it looks like. Ah, and here's Mr. Johnson below him. Hold the lamp here while I feel his pulse. His sleeping pulse is slow and regular, you know.
Oh, my God!
Ah, good evening, Mr. Leech.
What's the ruckus?
Below there!
Make a knife, somebody, I can't hold
it! Get out! Give me that lamp there! I'm going down! He's there!
My hand! Smell! Give me your hand!
Oh, that's you, Captain! Oh, my God! Give me your hand, then!
I'm much obliged to you, Smoke. I remember you for this. Where's Hump?
It's only me and Louis here, Captain.
Well, well. Hump must be still below with those enemies.
I think I put my thumb out.
Strike a match. Let's find a lamp.
How did he get away?
Because he's the devil and not one of you to get me a knife.
How was we supposed to see in the dark?
If the dark doesn't save us, he won't know who was who.
He'll know soon enough when he claps eyes on
us. You make me tired with your yapping. If you talk with your fist, you'd have been done with by now. Why couldn't one of you, just one of you, get me a knife when I sung out? You make me sick. You know damn well he can't kill you. Can't afford to.
Well, maybe he won't do for us, but he'll be an ice box on this ship from now on.
Hump! You down there, boy? The old man wants you.
He ain't down here.
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, look who's been skulking there under the ladder all this time.
I'm coming up, Smoke.
Oh, no, you ain't.
God damn little sneak. Well, shut your mouth.
Let him go.
You're on your life. He was hiding down there all the time.
I said let him go, mister.
I've seen and heard nothing. Believe me.
He's all right, I tell you. You don't like the old man any more than we do. Ain't that so, Hump?
I've given my word.
Yeah. On your way, Hump.
Put your head this way for me. I'm afraid this stuff stings.
Aye, it does that.
Hold up your arm, please.
Aye, aye, Doc.
God made you a good body, you know.
Did he? I've often thought so myself and wondered why.
Purpose?
Utility. This body was made for use. To grip and tear and destroy living things that stand between me and life.
Utility is not beautiful.
Life isn't, you mean?
I'm going to have to put some stitches in those cuts.
Aye. Go ahead. Some sailor sunk his teeth in my leg and wouldn't let go. I dragged him almost to the top of the forecastle ladder. Like I said, Hump, you've turned into a mighty handy man, and I'm short of a mate again, as you know. From now on, you will stand watches, receive $75 a month, and be addressed fore and aft as Mr. Van Weyden.
But I don't understand the first thing about navigation.
Not necessary at all.
I really do not care to sit in high places.
Why, it befits a gentleman like yourself.
I have no experience. I will not be mate on this hell ship.
In The Sea Wolf by Jack London, Wolf Larsen was played by Jack Claff, Humphrey Van Weyden by Kerry Shale, and Thomas Mugridge by Ian Dury. Charlie Ferruseth was played by David Bannerman, The Ferry Passenger by William Roberts, Johnson by Jeffrey Gere, Svensson by Brett Usher, Leech by Scott Farrell, Louis by Nigel Anthony, and Smoke by Anthony Jackson. Other parts were played by Richard Pierce, Andrew Wincott, Terence Edmund, Norman Jones, Peter Penry Jones, and Clarence Smith. The Sea Wolf is adapted for radio in four parts by Ed Thomason. Original music was composed and played by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The Sea Wolf is directed by Adrian Bean.